Lord, make it him a pleasant place. Say, goodness, Mandy, look at me. I'm so thin, it's a sin. I get nothing to eat. I'll be sick mighty quick if I don't get some meat. That breakfast food, it may be fine, but give me ham, bone, sweet for mine. I don't know just how I would feel to eat a good substantial meal. So, honey, if you love your man like any wife should do, you go and fetch the skillet pan and fry a slice or two right from that ham, ham, ham on ham, ham, ham for a hungry man. Hear it sizzling in the pan. Try to beat it if you can. There's nothing half so nice as a great big slice of the ham, oh, ham, oh, ham on ham. One morning, Nick said, praise the Lord, I've found a job with room and board. So goodbye, don't you cry, sweetie, when I'm away. I'll behave and I'll say we'll have ham every day. He worked for about a week or two. Twas stew and beans and beans and stew. That fancy food to rich, said he. This certainly ain't no place for me. He thought of Mandy all along, longing for a man. Frying up a big ham bone in the same old skillet pan. I want that ham, ham, ham on ham, ham, ham for a hungry man. Hear it sizzling in the pan. Oh, well, I try to beat it if you can. There's nothing half so nice as a great big slice of ham. You hear me? Ham, that's what I said, not that embalmed beef, you know. I'm not directly connected with the beef punch, you see. Oh, a ham, ham, oh, a ham on ham.